This is KBOX Heart of the Arts podcast. I'm Greg Kostraba. Jeffrey Siegel begins the upcoming season of his Keyboard Conversations series at the Scottsdale Center for the Performing Arts Tuesday, December 10th at 7:30 p.m. with a program called A Few of Our Favorite Things. Jeffrey is on the phone from his home in New York City. Welcome.
Thank you. Pleasure to talk with you.
Great to talk to you again as well. This is your 46th season of Keyboard Conversations here in Scottsdale. Tell us a little bit about what you've been trying to do with this series, kind of maybe your mission statement, as it were.
Keyboard Conversations are essentially concerts with commentary. They are primarily concerts in that each work on the program is performed in its entirety. What we like to think of as the plus, prior to the performance of each work, in non-technical language, I speak a little bit to the audience about the piece of music that they are going to hear. I hope by doing this, I will make a gentle introduction to the composition for people who've never heard it before, and also to say something about the piece of music that for the frequent concert goer will make a more focused and enriched listening experience than just sitting there and absorbing the sound. The Scottsdale Center audience is a particular favorite of mine. I do these programs in many, many different cities throughout the U.S. and in England. But this is an audience that is made up of people who are avid concert goers who know very well the music that I'm about to play. And thankfully, we also have people in the audience who don't frequently go to classical music concerts and are looking for what a friend of mine called a gentle inoculation into the joys of listening to classical music. And each program concludes with a short question and answer bit, where I get everything from how many hours a day do you practice to can I come back for the next concert? So it's very worthwhile for me. I enjoy doing them greatly, and I'm particularly pleased that we are now in year 46 at the Scottsdale Center with this series.
Let's dig into this specific program. It's called A Few of Our Favorite Things, and indeed there are some favorites on here, the Rondo a la Turk, the Fantasy Impromptu by Chopin, the opening movement of Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata. What are you trying to do with this particular concert?
These are compositions that have melodies that are so familiar that they're known to millions of people who've never set foot in a concert hall. These are amongst the most popular, familiar, frequently played compositions in all of music. All of them have interesting stories behind them as to what brought them about, so to speak, what was going on in the composer's life when he wrote the piece. And all of them have very interesting musical ingredients, and it's fascinating to know how the composer cooks up the piece of music with these musical ingredients. So yes, these are very familiar, beloved compositions, but we will approach them in such a way that the appreciation and love for this music will be increased as one hears these familiar works again.
Let's dig in specifically to one of the pieces on the first half, one of my favorites, the Fantasy Impromptu by Chopin. What inspired Chopin to write this particular one? It's his fourth impromptu, but calling it a Fantasy Impromptu is really a kind of a different world he's trying to create, isn't he?
This is one of the most fascinating of all the pieces on the program. It comes as a shock to learn that Chopin never wanted to publish this piece, and it was not published during his lifetime, and it's probably the first of the four impromptus that he actually wrote. The title is given to the piece by the person who published the work after Chopin's death. Why didn't he publish this piece? Why is the middle tune of this composition da-dee-da-da-da-dee-da so very familiar to many people who've never been in a concert hall? How is it possible that that tune was extracted from this composition? All of this is fascinating to talk about, and I think it makes it all the more enjoyable to hear this piece when we realize that Chopin never wanted it published.
You also end with the Polonaise in A-flat by Frédéric Chopin. Tell us a little bit about what he was trying to do with this piece.
Chopin was Polish-born, and he was a very proud, patriotic Polish person. He left his native Poland when he was 19 years old on a European concert tour. And while he was on tour, he got the horrible news that the Russians had taken over his country. And he therefore continued his tour and settled in Paris. He was never to return to his home country. but the nationalistic Polish dances, the mazurka and the polonaise, obviously had extra musical associations for him. And this Polonaise in A flat, one of the most famous pieces ever written, is in essence saying, I am a very proud Polish person. I'm a proud person. We are not to be defeated.
And let's talk about one more of the pieces on the program. You've got the famous 18th variation from the Rhapsody on a Theme of Paganini by Rachmaninoff and Gershwin's I Got Rhythm and the Prelude number 2. But I want to focus on the first movement of the Moonlight Sonata by Beethoven, because it doesn't at all follow a traditional form for a first movement of a sonata.
You're absolutely right, particularly in Beethoven's time. First movements of sonatas or symphonies would open with bold, commanding, extrovert musical material to immediately capture the attention of the listener. One only has to think of how the Fifth Symphony opens, ya-pa-pa-pa, to realize that that's the way a composer would capture the attention of the listener. The first movement of the so-called Moonlight Sonata is to be played pianissimo throughout, as Beethoven says, very softly throughout, and is some of the most gentle, introspective music that he was to compose. Why is it called the Moonlight Sonata? What is really so shocking about this piece of music? And how does he compose a piece of music where the inner rhythm, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, goes without a break throughout the whole piece? It's fascinating to talk about this and the woman to whom Beethoven dedicated this composition. It makes for fascinating listening, and one hears again, as a result of this information, it makes a much more enriched listening experience.
Pianist Jeffrey Siegel begins the 46th season of his Keyboard Conversation series Wednesday evening, December 10th at 7:30 at the Scottsdale Center for the Performing Arts. Tickets and more information about the series are at scottsdaleperformingarts.com. Jeffrey, thanks for your time.
Pleasure to talk with you. Thank you.
For the KBOC Heart of the Arts podcast, I'm Greg Kostraba.